Amen. That was a blessing. Thank you so much, men. From the Christian Post, February 8th, 2022, a North Carolina church hosted a scream night. A scream night. The scream night was put on so the congregants could express their frustration with life in general, and COVID-19 in particular. The pastor organized the event. The pastor, also a licensed psychologist, said, we wanted to provide them with a space to let it out. With the intention of knowing that they were not alone in their struggles or in their efforts to heal, the pastor led the congregation in five scream sessions. They started with a regular scream, which gave way to a scream combined with cursing. You know, then a vehement, pointed scream. My partner is driving me crazy, or I hate COVID. And then concluded with a scream competition. I tell you, we don't need a screen night, do we? These men came and sang, and they took us to the throne of God and left us in awe of Him. That's what we need. Not a scream night, but to be in awe of God. We have burdens, we have hurts, but we can cast our burdens on Him, for He cares for us. We don't need to scream and curse and let it all out. She needs to go to the one that loves us more than any other. Let's go to Matthew chapter 6. Matthew chapter 6. There in verse 19, Jesus gave some instructions on prayer. Matthew 6 verse 9. After this manner, therefore pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. There it talks about forgive us our debts. He expands on that a little bit in verses 14 and 15. If ye forgive men their trespasses, that idea is stepping across lines that we're not supposed to step across. Boundaries in this life. If ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye will not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. This passage by many is referred to as the Lord's Prayer. But we know it more appropriately as a model prayer from the Lord to us. He, for instance, wouldn't need to pray for forgiveness because He has never, ever sinned. This beautiful model prayer will be the subject of our challenge for the next few minutes. Let me ask you, what does this prayer mean to you? To some, it's a punishment. That kind of came across to me when Brother Hardecker preached. He talked about growing up in the Philippines, and he would make confession to the priest. And the priest would say, well, those are some bad sins. You're going to have to do this many Hail Marys, this many Our Fathers, and this many times through the Rosary. And for him, it was a punishment growing up. And I don't think that's why God gave us these verses. For others, it might be just a bit of classical beauty. Oh, that song is lovely, isn't it? Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thine. Oh, it's beautiful. But is it just a piece of classical beauty for us? I also love the music when Pavarotti would sing Nessun Dorma. I don't know what he's saying, but it's beautiful. The Lord's Prayer. Is it just a bit of classical beauty to you? How about a duty, a recitation, a catechism? Well, Jesus told me to recite these words, so I will dutifully go through it from time to time. God's not going to go for that any more than my wife is going to go for that. Right? Oh, hey, hon, where's my list? Here it is. Thank you for making me food and washing my socks. And, oh, yes, you look very pretty today. Good. I'll fold this and put this away, and we'll go through this list again in a few days. Hopefully it's more than that. What it should be is a prayer of passion that ignites your soul and causes you to sing. Think of the psalmist in Psalm 95, verses 1 through 3. He said, "Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods." Oh, wasn't that evident tonight as voices were raised in praise to God? At graduation, we enjoy the song Pomp and Circumstance, right? When we hear the pom, 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 pom. Oh, it's wonderful. We love that song. That song is Pomp and Circumstance. It's part of a 5 military marches written by Sir Edward Elgar. He was an English composer who lived from 1858 to 1934. It is said that he enjoyed little success early in his life. It wasn't until his marriage in 1889 that his compositions began to take off and earn him some fame. It was obvious that his wife was his inspiration, because after she passed in 1920, he composed really nothing of note. She was the theme of his song. She was his inspiration. Tonight I want to talk to you about a better inspiration. I want to talk about a better theme for your song. In your hymnal, there's the song, "Redeemed, How I Love to Proclaim It." In there it says, "His love is the theme of my song." Boy, when you think about his love, it should go down inside and just churn inside of you and erupt forth in a song of praise to him. Let's look at these words. Pray with me before we do, would you? Lord, we love you. We thank you for your goodness. Thank you for giving these men safety to come and to come here, Lord. Thank you. It's evident, Lord, that they love you. Thank you, Lord, that you've brought them salvation. Lord, thank you for my salvation. Lord, often they invited folks here tonight to consider receiving Christ if they have not. And I pray that that would happen tonight. If someone here tonight says, "I'm not sure. I have questions about this salvation thing. Receiving Christ as my personal Savior and having my sins washed away. I want to know when I stand before God. I don't have to talk myself out of anything. I'm ready because I've done what the Bible says so that I can stand before him cleansed because of the blood of Jesus." I pray, Lord, that that person tonight who has questions about that would find one of us and ask us, "Show me more. Take your Bible and show me what God says about salvation." Pray that you bless this time we have, and I ask these things in Christ's name, amen. We're going to ponder the theme of our song. First of all, the Bible says they're our Father. We want to take time and ponder the person of the Father. Aren't you glad that the Bible tells us we have a Father in heaven and not some angry deity that continually must be appeased? Throw somebody else in the volcano. He's angry again. We know that God is not like that, right? Psalm 103 verse 13, "Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him." He's a loving Father. My daughter Kate, when she was a little girl, she and I were watching a movie. It was one that she and I had seen before, and she looked at me and said, "Daddy, I've never seen this whole movie before, have I?" And I looked at her and said, I thought you had. She goes, "No, the first time I watched it, I blinked some." So, and I reminded her of that story today, and she goes, "Ah, I remember that. I thought thought I was so clever. So she had blinked some and missed, I guess, a millisecond or two of the movies, but she had not seen the entire thing, I guess, technically. Can I tell you, it's a silly illustration, but God hasn't missed any part of your life, even a millisecond. He's a loving Father. He says here in Psalm 34, 15, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous. And we remember in Proverbs 15, the eyes of the Lord are in every place. Boy, when you ponder the person of the Father, when you really spend some time and think about who we have, who loves us, you can't help but almost sing, my Father is rich in houses and lands. He holdeth the wealth of the world in his hands, of rubies and diamonds, of silver and gold. His coffers are full. He has riches untold. I'm a child of the King. I'm a child of the King. With Jesus, my Savior, I'm a child of the King. Secondly, our Father, we ponder the person of the Father. Secondly, our Father which art in heaven. Let's take a minute and ponder the place of the Father. You ever see a sunrise? You have to get out of bed a little bit before normal, possibly. You ever see a sunrise or a sunset that just grabs your attention and just stops you in your tracks? And then you think, I personally know the one that painted that sky. The James Webb Telescope is now in outer space. And I think if it hasn't started sending back pictures yet, hopefully soon it will. They're going to take pictures of outer space and it's going to be amazing. And I'm looking forward to saying, Lord, would you give me a tour of all of your wonders of outer space? And that's just the second heaven. Beyond that's the third heaven, the abode of God. And I get to be there forever. Oh, ponder the place of the Father for just a moment. Heaven is a wonderful place filled with glory and grace. I want to see my Savior's face. Heaven is a wonderful, heaven's a glorious, heaven's a wonderful place. Think of Fanny Crosby. When my life work is ended and I cross the swelling tide, when the bright and glorious morning I shall see, I shall know my Redeemer when I cross the other side, and his smile will be the first to welcome me. I shall know him. I shall know him, and redeemed by his side I shall stand. I shall know him by the print of the nails in his hand. Is he the theme of your song? Can you ponder these words? You can't help. You can't stand there and be silent. Oh, the songs come bursting forth. Next, hallowed be thy name. Ponder the purity of the Father. He's clean and pure. He's never working some weird angle, right? You want to trust that person that talks to you, and you're like, I think they're working some strange angle. God never works a strange angle. He's pure and just and trustworthy and altogether lovely and holy, because we're sinful. Sometimes this holiness is a scary thing, but let's consider the alternative. What if he were more like those Greek gods on Mount Olympus, a cosmic soap opera played out by immoral beings that are just like us, but just possessing superpowers? I'm really glad that my God isn't like that. I'm really glad he's holy, pure. You think of that song, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Early in the morning, my song shall rise to thee. Holy, 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 merciful and mighty. God in three persons, blessed Trinity. Holy, 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 though the darkness hide thee, though the eyes of sinful man thy glory may not see, only thou art holy. There is none beside thee, perfect in power, in love, and purity. The next words here, thy kingdom come. Can you ponder the eternal purposes of the Father? The end of the story is written. God wins. Amen. And I get to be a part of his victory. Later on in this chapter, we come to my growing up, my pastor's life verse, Matthew 6:33, and we love to sing, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We love that song. Sometimes we focus on, and all these things shall be added, huh? when we should be focusing, I'm a child of the king. And if you're a child of the king, come to him. He's got orders for you. Be part of his kingdom. Ponder his eternal purposes. Now think of that. Now think of that. Channeling my inner Phil Schuler. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Can you ponder his daily plans? Just like Jesus said in Luke 22:42, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Can you pray every morning, oh God, today is about you. It is not about me. Boy, as you sit there and you think about the will of God, boy, you might want to sing, I want to do thy will, oh Lord. I want to do thy will, O Lord. Take me, break me, mold me, and make me. I want to do thy will, O Lord. Next, the words, give us this day our daily bread. I'm a dad. I like to put food in front of my kids. It's a dad. I like to provide for my children. I like to have a warm place that they can sleep. I like to provide for my children, and praise the Lord, I can. You know why? Because the great provider provides for me. Sometimes in America we forget that we owe all provision to the great provider. And I look at my children and they have food to eat and they have a loving home. It's not because my wife and I are amazing. It's because God has changed us through salvation. And they get to experience love in that home. You get to thinking, great is thy faithfulness. Oh God, my Father. There is no shadow of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassions they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever wilt be. Great is thy faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Next, the words, and forgive us. Forgive us. Heaven came down to earth so that earth could have a chance to go to heaven. When you think of those so beautifully sung tonight, heaven sent Jesus to die for us. Forgiveness was free for us, but oh, it cost heaven so dearly. He forgives. You ponder that, and your soul begins to erupt with the words, on that hill far away. Dr. Fisher, it's contagious. Stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross. Where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish that old rugged cross. Till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Then the words, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. We need to take time every day to ponder the protection, the much needed protection we need from God. I'm full of ungodly lust until I get to heaven. Boy, my sin nature has alternatives to what God has for me, my sinly, ungodly cravings. And when my lust meets opportunity, I'm potentially in a lot of trouble. Oh God, please help me. I need you. I need you. And maybe that song comes to mind. Search me, oh God, and know my heart today. Try me, O Savior, know my thoughts, I pray. See if there be some wicked way in me. Cleanse me from every sin and set me free. I praise thee, Lord, for cleansing me from sin. Fulfill thy word and make me pure within. Fill me with fire where once I burned with shame. Grant my desire to magnify thy name. Lord, take my life and make it wholly thine. Fill my poor heart with thy great love divine. Take all my will, my passion, self, and pride. I surrender. Lord, in me abide. This prayer closes with the words, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory. Can you ponder the power of the Father. And let that be the theme of your song. And then allow all of that to erupt into praise. And we think of a song, to God be the glory, great things he hath done, so loved he the world that he gave us his Son, who yielded his life in atonement for sin, and opened the life gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Let the people rejoice. Go come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory, great things he hath done. God wants these words to be for everyone, but they aren't for everyone unless you go back to those first two words and say, Our Father. See, the Bible tells us that God isn't the Father of everyone. All life flows from him in that way. He fathered all of creation, but the Bible says in salvation, there's a way to make him your Father. And you've been hearing it all night tonight. John 1:12 says, but as many as received him, speaking of Jesus Christ, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. These words are precious, but they aren't yours until he's your Father. And he's only your Father if you've come through Jesus Christ in salvation. What does this prayer mean to you? Is it a punishment? I hope not. Is it just a bit of classical beauty? I hope it's more than that. Is it a dutiful recitation? I hope not. Or is God above the very theme of your song because you know him personally? Here's what the Father did for you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. These words are precious, and God wants them to be for everyone. But the only way that will be true is if you've received Christ as your Savior, and this love that God spoke about right here is the theme of your song. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for the truths that were sung tonight. Thank you for these men and the joy that is evident as they lift up your name in praise. And oh God, someone here tonight may not know you as their personal Lord and Savior. I pray that they wouldn't go on with life until they get that settled. In many ways, Lord, this night is about them. I pray that they would make these things right. Lord, there are others here, believers. The theme of their song may have settled in some worldly thing. I pray that tonight, Lord, looking at your powerful word, I pray that our focus would have been drawn back to where it belongs. Lord, be with these men. Give them safety as they go back to their different ministries, and give them safety as they do some more traveling around. And I just pray that you bless them in a mighty way. Thank you for meeting with us tonight. I ask all these things in Christ's precious name.